Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Is suicide legal in Montana? Can doctors legally participate? What's the difference between homicide and assisted suicide? Does Montana send conflicting messages when it comes to suicide? These are all questions that were asked during a hearing yesterday on Senate Bill 210, a bill to clarify that doctors participating in the suicide of their patients are in fact committing homicide. It all began in 2009 when the Montana Supreme Court rendered its decision in the case of Baxter versus State of Montana. In that case, the court was asked whether Montana's constitution guaranteed terminally ill patients a right to lethal prescription medication from their doctors. The case was decided in December, and this is the bottom line. Anyone who assisted in a suicide before Baxter could be charged with homicide, and anyone who helped someone commit suicide after Baxter could still be charged with homicide. That never changed, and it remains true today. The court did, however, create a caveat. They said that if a doctor helps someone kill themselves and is later charged with homicide, they might, in a very narrow set of circumstances, be able to claim the consent of the victim as a defense. That's as far as the decision went. Assisted suicide advocates used the occasion to claim that assisted suicide was now legal in Montana. That began a biennial effort in every legislative session since then to clarify what the decision actually does and does not do. Advocates' efforts to completely legalize it have failed, as have opponents' efforts to get it officially declared illegal. Senate Bill 210 is the latest effort to clarify that it is still illegal, and the key phrase in the bill states that physician aid in dying is against public policy, and a patient's consent to physician aid in dying is not a defense to the charge of homicide against the aiding physician. Yesterday's hearing kicked off at 8 o'clock in the Senate Judiciary Committee, where a small number of proponents and opponents argued in favor of and against the bill. For those of us who have been involved in this issue since Baxter was decided, it was quite the difference from previous hearings where the room was packed and testimony went on for hours. Those in favor of the bill included the Montana Family Foundation, the Montana Catholic Conference, a physician, a nurse, and most notably, Montana's Lieutenant Governor Christian Juris, who used to teach law at the University of Montana Law School. Opponents included the Montana Medical Association, the Montana Hospital Association, and a doctor who admitted to helping patients kill themselves. Those in favor of the bill said that Montana is sending a mixed message by saying that our high rates of suicide are unacceptable, while also saying that assisted suicide should be legal. Opponents told heart-wrenching accounts of loved ones who died painful deaths. The most interesting part of the hearing came during the questioning period when committee members got the doctor to admit that she falsifies death certificates, claiming that the ultimate cause of death was the underlying illness and not the fact that the patient had just ingested a massive dose of barbiturates. One can imagine every defense attorney who was watching remotely screaming at their computer for her to sit down and be quiet as she admitted on camera to falsifying records and possibly medical malpractice. We have a strange feeling that that video clip will surface again sometime in the future. As the Lieutenant Governor said in her testimony, the depression and pain of a terminal illness can be effectively dealt with in a number of ways, but state-sanctioned suicide is never the answer. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.